Kent, I'm sorry I haven't a clue. The antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second visit to the town of Watford in Hertfordshire. In the 1650s, Abbots Langley was the home of Thomas Greenhill, a pioneer in the art of embalming, who became so skilled he was invited to embalm the 7th Duke of Norfolk. Greenhill plugged all the main orifices with saltpeter-soaked corks before filling the body with a mixture of methanol and linseed oil through a funnel hammered into the nose. The Duke said it was so painful he almost wished he was dead. Casterbury Park was for centuries the seat of the Earls of Essex, and in 1536 hosted a banquet for Henry VIII. A huge boar was slaughtered and cooked in the Grand Hall. Every part was eaten as a delicacy, including the ears, nose and tail, boiled and roasted whole, although not many people fancied the roasted whole. During the Second World War, the de Havilland aircraft factory was based at Leavesden Aerodrome. Leavesden was the home of the Halifax bomber, the notorious Building Society saboteur. The Emperor Haile Selassie sought asylum here. With Ethiopia defeated by Italy, Selassie arrived at Leavesden Airport, declaring himself to be His Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God and begat of King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. Immigration were at first suspicious, not believing anyone had been defeated by Italians. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Andy Hamilton. And our glamorous assistant, who's been the team's right hand for many years, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Okay. We start today with the round called the Uxbridge English Dictionary. The English language has many words which the uninformed mistakenly believe mean the same thing. A lot of people don't understand the different functions of a solicitor and a barrister. Well, a solicitor is a lawyer holding a qualification that allows him or her to give legal advice, draw up documents and do preparatory work for advocacy cases in the higher law courts, whereas a barrister is what you hang on to on the stairs. However, meanings are constantly changing, so teams, let's hear any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Andy, you can start.
Bin man, someone who is now a woman.
Graham?
Pitter patter, someone who slaps Greek bread.
Barry?
Expensive, no longer thoughtful.
Tim.
Chutney. No man's land between Chiswick and Putney.
Trampoline. Liquid for cleaning vagrants.
Triangular. To test Mrs. Merkel's patience.
Cockney. Bizarre physical feature.
Ramshackle, a sex game condemned by the RSPCA.
Charlady, Joan of Arc.
Detonation, Greece.
Bombardier, an overly aggressive form of culling.
Zippity-doo-dah, your flies are undone.
Bumpkin, serviette used in the lavatory.
Epilogue, a cheerful piece of wood.
Alfalfa, a dominant male with a stammer.
Teams are going to sing along with some well-known discs now in the round called Pick Up Song. Samantha made her usual visit to the record library earlier, where the archivists were discussing her current appearance on Come Dine With Me. They decided the first three meals weren't up to much, all new world offerings. There was a mediocre Mexican dish, an unappetizing Chilean speciality, and a strange recipe from Peru. But they're hoping for great things when they get to see Samantha's Brazilian spread. Samantha is back with us and ready to give the discs a spin. You should sing along, teams, and continue when Samantha turns the volume down. If, when the music returns, you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. What do idiots shout? Well, this week's prize will delight any wildlife enthusiast who likes to keep predatory nocturnal birds warm these cold winter nights. It's this stylish heated owl rail. Barry, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Pat Boone singing Speedy Gonzales. La
la la la la la la la la. Oh God. La 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 la. You better come home, Speedy Gonzales, away from Tannery Row. Stop all of your drinking, where that floozy name flow. Come on home to your adobe and slap some mud on the wall. The roof is leaking like a strainer. There's a load of roaches in the hall. La, 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 la. Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone? Hey, Rosita, I have to go shopping downtown for my mother. She needs some tortillas and chili
Okay, so you're next, Tim. I'd like you to accompany Shirley Temple singing Animal Crackers in My Soup.
Animal crackers in my soup. Monkeys and rabbits loop the loop. Gosh, oh gee, but I have fun swallowing animals one by one. In every bowl of soup I see lions and tigers watching me. I make them jump right out to a hoop. Those animal crackers in my soup. When I get hold of the big bad wolf, I just push him down to drown. Then I bite him a million bits and I gobble him,
and I
right,
gobble him right down.
Thank you, Tim. It's like a vision of things to come, wasn't it? Well, it's your turn now, Graham. Would you accompany Bob Dylan singing Here Comes Santa Claus?
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings, say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed, cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here you cousin. Down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care.
Finally, Andy, can you please accompany Boney M singing Hooray, Hooray, It's a Holly Holiday?
Heidi, Heidi, ho, diggy dee dee doo, diggy dee dee doo, Heidi, Heidi, ho, diggy dee dee doo, diggy dee dee doo, Heidi, Heidi, ho, diggy dee dee doo, diggy dee dee doo, Heidi, Heidi, ho. There's a place I know where we should go. Heidi, Heidi, ho. Won't you take me there, your lady fair? Heidi, Heidi, ho. There's a brook nearby, the grass grows high. Heidi, Heidi, ho. Where we both can hide side by side. Heidi, Heidi, ho. Hooray, hooray, hooray. It's a holly, holly day. What a world of fun for everyone. Can I just say, I took it at speed there that Boney M should have taken it out.
That's noted. Andy Hamilton there, thank you very much, evoking a spirit of the Blitz here in Watford. No, I couldn't have enjoyed that more if I tried. Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. This is based on the old TV favourite, Give Us a Clue. The Give Us a Clue Mime Master's Mime Master was, of course, Lionel Blair. Lionel was always good to his team, often taking them on corporate jollies. Christopher Biggins and Melvin Hayes recall being on the Grouse Moors, having seen no birds all day, when suddenly Lionel jumped up and shot a load right over their heads. Tim and Andy, you're to start, please. And your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. So, for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey.
Off you go, Tim and Andy.
Two words, and it's a television programme. Mm. It goes like this.
Oh, hello, Lady Abigail. How are you? What can I get you today?
I'd like some swan, if you've got any.
You don't mind if I call you Abby?
No,
you?
Not at all, no, no.
Exactly how much swan meat do you want?
I don't actually want any meat.
Well, you want the feathers?
That's right, only the tiny, special, soft ones, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I get you. And how much do you want of that? Are you 100 weight?
I'd like 20 hundred weight.
All right, Abby, I'll put it on your bill.
Goodbye.
A ton of feathers.
Yes. You know this, for goodness sake.
Yeah. I'm just checking that you did. It's Downton Abbey.
So it's your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board. Once again, here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
This is Spinal Tap. This is Spinal Tap.
Four words.
Four.
Oh,
and
it's
the film.
Film.
Here we go.
Do a deer, a female deer.
Hamish.
Dougal. You'll have had your tea.
No, but I heard you singing, so I hurried around to put a stop to it.
Well, I just can't help it, thanks to my new lodgers, the famous Tap Family Singers.
Oh, the Taps. I've heard them. They leave me hot and cold.
Oh, they're not just a bunch of drips, you ken.
Still writing your own material, are you?
Here come the Tap children now. Now, this is little Abdominal.
Oh, hello.
This bonny lass is Cranial.
How do you do, Cranial?
And this is young Pectoral.
Pectoral, charmed. And, who is this wee fellow?
Oh, you must have heard of him. Dot, dot, dot.
Well,
Ooh, I was going to say the sound of mucus, but I'm not.
Or the Von Tapp family. I think this has to be this fourth child. Got spondylosis. Come on. This is Spinal Tap.
Yes!
Right, final titles now being displayed for you. This is for you, Barry and Graham. And here once more is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Brief Encounter. Brief Encounter.
That's a film. Two words.
Two words, film.
Film.
And it goes like this.
Dougal!
Hamish, you'll have had your tea.
Well, I wouldn't say no to a lapsang souchong.
Oh, wished, wished, man, wished. There's a briefen. Oh, there's two briefens. Three briefens. And look over there, that's four briefens. Five.
Well, I wonder what that could possibly be. Brief Encounter.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, the next round is about things people have said in interviews. Barry's been interviewed several times, but he complained these people are so unoriginal. They all come out with the same old tired things. Yada, 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 Mr. Cry. Yada, yada, yada. It may harm your defence. Yada, yada. Something which you later rely on in court. What people say in public is one thing, but it's really quite revealing what they'll say when they think no one's listening. Nigel Rees says, "Hello and welcome to quote unquote." Now, the teams are now going to play their version of quote unquote, and we'll hear some recorded quotations which have been cut short. The team's task is to complete them. So the first one is for you, Barry, and it's Anne Widdecombe.
A lot of people still believe it happened in childbirth, but what actually happened was, very, very briefly,
I arrived from Mars.
And here's Anne Widdecombe again for you, Andy.
I went at exactly the right time. If I had gone earlier, I would have regretted going. I went at exactly the right time. I didn't want to go earlier. I still had
my pants on. Anything it can be.
Tim, here's some Ed Balls.
Believe me, if you have a surname like mine,
you don't want to be christened Total.
Graham, now it's Boris Johnson for you.
I think I've successfully ridden two horses for quite a long time, but I have to admit there have been moments when
one horse found out about the other.
Andy, this is Cliff Richard.
There's no way you can mess around with something like your vocal cords. You have to be careful. And I must admit now I feel I'm almost too precious with it because I'm so terrified that something's going to happen and I'm not going to be able to sing. And then we've got thousands of people that are going to be
dancing in the streets.
All right, Tim, this one's for you. This is Lady Gaga.
To me, it was performance art and it was daring and strong and sexual and political and female. But to my mother, it was
Coronation Street.
Okay. Graham, this is Jim Davidson.
I think all PC does is fuel the bigots. You ram it down someone's throat, you can't say that, you've got to do that. And some dumbo will say,
I think all PC does is fuel the bigots.
Here is some for any of you to have a go at. This one is Michael Winner.
It's a great question to ask people. I've asked Margaret Thatcher, Tony Blair, Gordon Brown. On the scale of 1 to 10...
How much do you want to punch me?
This is Nick Clegg.
You know, I was constantly reading the papers that Gordon Brown and David Cameron had all these consultants over from America. You know, we were doing this on a shoestring. I mean, David Laws was pretending to be David Cameron, and Chris Hume was pretending to be
not driving his car. Allegedly.
Here's some more Nick Clegg.
Yeah, I mean, we're a bit of a sort of mongrel family. My mum's Dutch, my dad's half Russian, and I've now compounded that by
blacking up.
Here's the Archbishop of Canterbury.
I did my doctoral research at Oxford on Russian Christianity, having for a long time had a fascination with...
impersonating a tramp peeping through a hedge.
Finally, it's Bob Geldof.
Where we can intervene and save thousands of people from a lunatic, and we have the means to do it, then I believe it's right to...
kill Simon Cowell.
Well, the next round is about conversations, a bit like the one I had with my agent yesterday, which ended, you have to do it, you're contracted. As it's a musical round, the teams will be accompanied at the piano by Colin Sell. Everyone... yeah. Sorry, that's thrown us. He's never had a round of applause before, so it's... Everyone who's used him say they can always rely on Colin to find the right key. And you can always get shoes rehealed while you're in there as well, so... The teams will sing a song in the style of a conversation, and the song I'd like you to utilise in your musical conversation is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, hi. Come in. Your father and I are just watching The Only Way Is Essex.
Is this the real life?
Well, it's sort of real life.
Is this just fantasy?
Not really. It's just real people from Essex put into dramatic situations.
Caught in a landslide.
Oh, if only. No, it's a kind of reality show.
No escape from reality.
Indeed. Now, have you bought me that birthday present?
Open your eyes.
I haven't closed them yet.
Look up to the skies and see.
Oh, what? Is that a balloon?
I'm just a poor boy.
Well, I wasn't expecting you to break the bank, dear. I know you've been finding it hard of late.
I need no sympathy.
I know, of course not, dear. Your father and I just can't understand why you'd need to sell your body.
Because I'm... easy come, easy go.
Yes, dear. Now, how are you getting on with the drugs?
A little high, little low.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it. Oh, was that you, dear?
Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter to me.
Well, I'll open a window all the same. So, how was the paintballing?
Mama.
Yes, yes, dear.
Just killed a man.
Good heavens, I didn't think it was possible, paintballing.
Put a gun against his head.
Well, that was asking for trouble.
Pull my trigger, now he's dead.
You know, this isn't the best birthday news.
Mama.
Yes?
Life had just begun.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, dear. You're a 57-year-old man with one of the finest collections of carry-on films in the country.
But now I've gone and thrown it all away.
Well, now you really have upset me.
Mama.
I'm sorry, Andy. Not even your Kenneth Williams impression can cheer me up. Quite funny, though.
Didn't mean to make you cry.
Oh, bless you, dear. Now you run along. See you the same time tomorrow.
If I'm not back again this time tomorrow.
Don't let me down, dear. We're trying to remember the name of that carry-on film starring Cardew the Cad Robinson.
Carry on.
Yes?
Carry on. As if nothing really matters.
Really? I felt sure it was carrying on up the Khyber.
It's very nearly the end of the show, but... But there is just time to fit in a round of Pensioners Film Club. As a nation, we face the problem of a shortfall in the pension fund, with the result that many of us are going to have to retire later. Timbrook Taylor made a sad discovery when he realised he needed another 3 years' work. Tim rang his agent only to find out he'd been dead since 1972. Okay, teams, your suggestions, please, of movie titles likely to appeal to an audience of pensioners. You can start this one, Andy.
The 39 Ramps.
Barry.
Death in Venice.
Death in Venice.
Tim.
Four funerals and another funeral.
Graham.
Who dares wincy yet?
Bob and Carol and Ted and Thingy.
The Bridges of Madison County. The Bridges, Betty and Barry Bridges, moved to Madison County.
I'm Spartacus. No, you're not.
The Guns of Navarone. The Guns, Viv and Norman Gunn. You do remember them.
The Matron Reloaded.
MASH, my lunch for me, please.
The Hunt for Red Octogenarian.
The Wizened of Oz.
Bring me the head of... Oh, what's his name?
Oh, yeah. Now, in making this show, there's an important but unsung army of assistants and technicians who rarely get any credit. As it's the end of the series, the teams decided it would be a sad oversight not to thank them all personally. And they were right, it was. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Watford, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor, and Andy Hamilton were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.